This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Hi, Drake. Drake.
Drake.
Drake's been hanging on so much he hung up.
I thought I heard a snore there for a second.
Did you hear
Drake,
a snore?
Are you there?
Drake, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Oh, so here you go.
I like Andy. Drake.
Dan and I last week, you know, while you were out goofing around, visiting the world, you know, being Andy Baskin. Being Andy Baskin. We were grinding. We were thinking about all kinds of great things about sports. And Dan said something, and I looked at him, and we looked at each other, and we went, yep, next week. Next week when Baskin's back.
Oh, next really? Week. This one?
Yep.
It's that good, huh?
Well, it's something.
Okay. Sock it to me.
And it's something that if you just think about it on the surface, you're going to think, absolutely not. But give it a little more thought.
Okay.
The first round of the NFL draft is coming up. 1 week from Thursday.
Wow.
Isn't that kind of hard to believe it's here already? See what happens when you don't have a first-round pick, at least yet.
How many Mock Mondays have we missed?
We've missed a lot of Mock Mondays.
I miss our Mock Mondays.
We've missed a lot. And Dan threw this thought out.
Okay.
First quarterback off the board is going to be Caleb Williams. He's going to the Bears, right?
Yep.
And then there seems to be a big debate. Who's next? Somebody said Drake May will get you fired if you draft him. You know, too rough, just a mess. Jaden Daniels, too skinny. J.J. McCarthy, really good, but not enough arm strength. Well, they're going to be the second, third, and fourth quarterbacks off the board in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan said this, and Dan,
figured out a way for me to get Marvin Harrison.
I'm giving you credit for this, Dan. Uh-oh. Because I don't know if I want credit for it.
I was going to say, so you know where to send the hate.
So Dan said, you know, Bo Nix is there from Oregon,
yeah,
and Michael Penix Jr. from Washington, both guys transferring to the Pacific Northwest from other schools. Bo Nix from Auburn and Penix from Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan said, what if Bo Nix or Michael Penix drops in the draft, and you're the Browns, and you have Deshaun Watson,
mm-hmm,
and maybe you're not sold. Would you make the move, if you're Andrew Berry, to move into the lower part of the first round to take a guy who could be your franchise quarterback? If you have worries about Deshaun Watson being that guy. Did I lay it out right, Dano?
It's an agent of chaos question.
Your Man. Head so far has not exploded, Andy, and there's no steam coming out of your nose.
No, I'm not. I'm just...
Would you guys do that? Any Browns fan listening? It's Dan's agent of chaos question. 216-474-0092. If one of those guys drops and you actually think they're pretty dang good, would you make the move to go get the most important position on a football field? Arguably the most important position in team sports. Or are you okay with what you have here right now?
Well, we're locked in until 2026, right? For the most part, with Deshaun.
Well, he's under contract, but that doesn't mean you're... I mean, go ask the Denver Broncos.
I mean, you're looking
They were locked in on Russell Wilson.
Jeff,
they bit the bullet. They're taking the financial hit.
I need to know. Here's what I need to know. How do they feel about what were my choices? Penix and who?
Bo Nix.
And Nix?
Yeah, because it doesn't look like McCarthy's going to drop. Doesn't look like Drake May is going to drop.
They're not going to drop out of the top, 12? Maybe something like that. Minnesota,
worst case,
Denver. They're gonna end up.
What do I have to give up? Am I giving up another first round pick to get up there?
You probably have to give up a first.
You'd have to give up your second
and your first next year.
I don't know. I'm not 100%.
You think it could be 2 seconds?
I don't know. We'd have to look at the chart.
The chart.
You'd have to pull up the chart.
Isn't the chart, by the way, a great way for general managers not to have to put their own thinking on the line?
Of course. It's one general manager.
The chart says this, so that's what we have to do.
It's like playing blackjack. Oh, the book says.
I got to double down.
Unless you have the money in your pocket. You only have the money in your pocket. I'd do it. I would do it. If they, depending on how they feel about those quarterbacks, because you're looking at, Deshaun's got this year. It gives you the chance to bring a quarterback in, develop them. If Deshaun lives up to the expectations, then you just trade them down the road. That's what I would do.
You brought in Jameis Winston.
I know. This is another. So now
you brought in Tyler Huntley.
Well.
And last year you drafted DTR.
Yeah. If they felt that quarterback was, this is probably one of those years that you could do this too, Jeff. Because remember, we just had this conversation with Jeff Shadell about what are really their needs here. What do they want to build? Where do they want to move forward? How do they? I mean, I just don't see them doing this. They might be more apt to do it next year than they would this year, right? You might be a year ahead of the game. You may be a year ahead of the game, especially if Deshaun isn't healthy and Jameis has to play majority of the season. Again, we're not. You kind of have to look ahead. And I hate to say this, but Packers seem to be doing it right the last couple times, haven't they? Well, is that not Packers mentality? A little bit, Dan?
The Packers have done that before. We've seen it with Aaron Rodgers. We've
done
seen
it twice
recently
now.
With Jordan Love.
Jordan
sat for 3 years, and he's pretty dang good right now.
Baltimore, Joe Flacco, Lamar Jackson. I mean, they were paying Flacco a boatload of cash.
Yeah. Highest paid quarterback in the NFL. They brought in Lamar Jackson.
Don't you agree to me, I think that quarterback sitting back, getting to understand the league, not being in a big hurry to throw him out on the field right away, I think that makes a difference. It used to a long time ago, and now it's this, we drafted him first. He's got to play this year. He'll be our starting quarterback this year. Okay, I get it. I understand it. Fans want to see it. You want to sell jerseys. You want to hope that this guy, who was a total stud in college, can make that transition to the pros quickly. But you do need to look down the road. Jeff, I like the idea of where we're going with this thing. I just don't like it for this year. I don't like it for this year. I think next year.
But this
is
where it might work, Andy.
Because you're sitting 2 years. Is that where you're?
Well, it's. Do you like Penix? Do you like Nix? If they drop, are they worth taking that gamble, that shot at? That's what it really is.
They're both X factors, right? Kidding. Yeah, I'm doing it. I would do it. Would you do it? Would you do it?
I don't think I would.
I mean, what's the worst case scenario, though?
Here's the reason I say that. I actually like Jameis Winston. You know that. I think they have two quarterbacks who right now, if you thought, could this guy be my quarterback in 5 years, you could actually answer yes to either one of them, Deshaun Watson or Jameis Winston. I really do. I don't think you can say that about Tyler Huntley. I don't think you can say that about DTR just because fifth round pick and unproven, I don't think you could say that. Doesn't mean he couldn't get there, but you can't say it now. I truly think if you really like, if they really like Jameis, I think he could be their starter if Deshaun doesn't pan out. And if Deshaun does, well, you probably won't keep Jameis around, and you'll either keep Huntley or you'll develop DTR. So I don't know that I would trade up and get one of those quarterbacks. But it's a real interesting thought, and your playoff of the Packer thing I think is really interesting.
Here's the other question. Dan, you tell me. So Deshaun's dead cap hit for this year is $200 million. For next year, it's $136 million. And 26, it drops to $72 million. And in 27, it's even better than that. It's $8
million. So all of that
what does that mean as far as trying to think about your quarterback from a long-term perspective?
So all of that dead money that is on there is what's spread out through the rest of the contract. So like if you were to get rid of him now, over the length of the contract, you would owe him $200 million in dead cap space. So it's not like you can't field a team. It's basically more like, okay, so this money is just gone. You know, a chunk of your cap is just behind you, and there's nothing you're going to do about it. Unless you renegotiate it in some way, shape, or form. Like, if you look at what the Broncos did, that's what they've done. Is they basically were like, all right, we would rather have Russell Wilson where we pay him to no longer be here, knowing that we can't spend that cash, and just know that that's going to go to him because we signed the contract.
Yeah, I'm just looking at those cap numbers, and I'm trying to put myself in Andrew Berry's shoes and saying, all right, if I did, and I'm sitting here, because I don't think that the Browns have even talked to, how many quarterbacks have the Browns even talked to going into this thing? But would that matter in that scenario?
They've talked to one. I think they've talked to a quarterback. I'm not 100% on that. I thought I read that somewhere. Let me look before I shove my foot in my mouth.
If you were Andrew Berry, folks, and one of those guys slips, and you think he's, like, this could be our guy, would you? 216-474-0092. Baskin says yes. I say no. Dan, you didn't give an answer.
I mean, they've talked. It looks like they've talked to two quarterbacks so far, Joe Milton and Michael Pratt, right? That's it.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, it's just it's not on the radar. It would have to be a completely a draft day thing. And they'd be sitting there and they'd be like, well, man, this guy can really play quarterback. Can we tuck him away for 2 years? That's the question. Can we tuck him away for 3 years?
Well, it's either that one or...
And he's on a rookie... I mean, you're bringing him in on a rookie salary.
That's the part that I was going to circle, is the fact that it's a rookie salary, which has become one of the most valuable things in the NFL, is a quarterback on a rookie contract. Because the difference between...
Because you can put a team around him rather than having to pay him.
Right. Because the difference between a Jordan Love and Bo Nix and Michael Penix is that Bo Nix is 24. Like, because of the COVID years, because of the extra years of eligibility, Michael Penix is 23, going to be 24 when the season starts next year. So these guys aren't as young as the typical rookie quarterback. They're not Brandon Whedon, but they're not as young as the typical rookie quarterback.
That makes me not want to do it.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
That makes me not want to do it.
Folks, just think about it a little bit. You're sitting here and you're the Browns. You don't have a first-round pick. It's going to Houston and for the Deshaun Watson deal. And you're running out of first-round picks after this. You get them back after this. This is it. But would you pay, maybe move forward and do that? You might not have to move up to the lower part of the first round if you think one of these guys is a guy that could develop into a and you want to go Jordan Love, you want to go Aaron Rodgers, you want to let him develop. As Menigan calls it, it's his agent of chaos question. I think it's really interesting. It depends on what you think of Watson. Does it depend on what you think about Winston? Probably not, but maybe. Nonetheless, it's all starting to happen a week from Thursday. NFL Draft coming up. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.